it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Godos. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And also, wanted to let you know that you can also listen to Living Thunder not only on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand any time of the week. So how about if we kick this morning off with one by Jordan St. Cyr, and it's a song called Grateful.
It's not easy to come by when you're focused on what your neighbor has. Not easy to look for when you're living your life on Instagram. It's evident we'll never get the medicine if we're missing this key element. Help me find day before my can truly make. It's evident that everything you ever give has purpose. There's no accidents. Help me see it every day before my
this morning off with one by Jordan St. Cyr, a song called Grateful that really, truly reminds us, you know, are we living a life of thanksgiving to Him, being grateful to Him for all He has done for us and how He has blessed us? Sometimes we can get caught in these moods where the world kind of sets in on us and we can be negative toward things. But what He wants us to be is to be grateful and allow that thanksgiving to shine forth from us, because it's the Holy Spirit that fills us, that gives us that new life, that gives us a reason to truly be grateful. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Evan Kraft. It's a song called Desesperado.
SOS, I'm a castaway, trying to make it back home. Hope is far and I'm losing faith, thirsting deep in my soul. I fell for the lies that they sold me, a mirage that left my spirits broken. Now I need you to show me I'm not on my own. I'm tired of wandering alone. I hear your voice, call me home. Quería ser aventurero, pero ya soy extranjero, and now I'm calling out for help. To me, I'm getting locked through my, felt like I was doomed, but my failures, you turned around. Spoke to these dry bones, these huesos secos, guide me to your heart, my promised land. Tired of wandering alone.
Not the one we choose. It's home when we find ourselves in someone else's shoes. We sing a song of victory and then we sing the blues. But through the highs and lows, no, we ain't losing hope. It's gonna be hard times, gonna be long. Tries to knock us down, we'll lift you up and pray. It's gonna be hard times, gonna be long nights.
Was one by Unspoken, a song called Hard Times, reminding us that, you know, even in the hard times, we praise Him. Even in the good times, we praise Him. We praise Him for all things, because He is the one true living God who is above all and is all. Leads us into our next song. It's by Vertical Worship. It's a song called One and Only Jesus.
By the grace of God, amen, I have been raised to a future without end. I set my eyes on a true and loyal friend, the one whose life I'm hidden in.
You won't forsake us now, and Jesus.
There is only one and only Jesus. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. And you see, as followers of Jesus, you know, we should have an excitement about meeting the Lord face to face, to be in his presence for all eternity, to worship him in his holy splendor, to dwell in the place he has prepared for his children, a place where there'll be no more tears and no more death, sorrow or crying or pain. You see, all these are gone forever. Revelations 21, 1 through 7 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever.' And the one sitting on the throne said, 'Look, I am making everything new.' And then he said to me, 'Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true.' And he also said, 'It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children.'" Are you his child today? Are you made new in Christ Jesus? I hope that you can say yes to that. Because there is a time coming when we shall meet him face to face, and his children will be with him for all eternity. It's the hymn of heaven. It's knowing that we are with our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer forever. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham. It's a song called Hymn of Heaven.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Heroes of the faith, with one voice.
The hymn of heaven is to worship him forever, for all eternity, because you see, his reign is forever, and all who are his shall reign with him, it says. Psalms 93:5 says, your royal laws cannot be changed. Your reign, O Lord, is holy forever and ever. Psalms 146:10 says, the Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. There is only one who reigns now and forever. My question is, do you know him today? Will you reign with him for all eternity? Because that's what it takes. You see, no one comes to the Father except through Christ Jesus. It's about having that walk with him, because he is the one who reigns forever. Leads us into our next song. It's by Mack Brock. It's a song called You Reign. It's a song by Avalon, a song called Rattle. Right now, Hillsong Worship. That's the power.
There's a name that levels mountains, carves out highways through the sea. I've seen its power unravel by right in front of me, yeah. There's a faith that stands to fight, sends Goliath to his knees. I've seen his praise unravel shackles right off my feet. That's the power of your name. Just a mention makes a way. Giants fall and strongholds break, and there is healing. And that's the power that I claim. It's the same that rolled the
That was one by Chris Tomlin, a song called Yahweh. There is no one like him because he is the one true God, the one whom we can build our life upon because he is the firm foundation. Leads us into our next song. It's by Cody Carnes. It's a song called Firm Foundation.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful generations, so why would he fail now? He won't, he won't. I've still got joy in chaos, I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be.
There is only one who will not fail. He is Jesus. And that's why we can build our life upon him, because he is the solid rock which can't be moved. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now we got Mercy Me, Then Came Christ.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker, in the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break, or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him, ever since the moment he walked in. Then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter, ever matter. I was open, I was reaching, so desperate for my soul to find its savior. I need a savior. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin, shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him, ever since the moment he walked in.
You see, when Christ came, it changed everything, because it was God in flesh who came to us to save us. And you see, it was because of God's love for us that he made a way for us to be with him for all eternity, so that we once again could have that walk with him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Crowder. It's a song called God Really Loves Us.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm.
I forgot. it haunt me now. They're not a pretty sight to see, but the wipes away.
Taking it back just a few years with Audio Adrenaline, a song called Ocean Floor. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by We Are Messengers. Faith sees best in the dark.
Always comes like a thief in the night. It steals your breath and then it clouds your sight. But sometimes you're winning, just staying alive. Oh, don't let the hurt drown out your light. It's always darkest just right before dawn. So keep moving forward, oh please just hold on. 'Cause God's got a plan, yeah, I want you to know that it's gonna be alright. You gotta take it real slow. Faith sees best in the dark. Carry alone. Yeah, it's gonna be alright. You gotta take it real slow.
Take all you need. Yeah. Faith sees best in the dark. Faith sees best in the dark.
You know, it's in those trials, those dark times of life, when we truly look to Jesus, whenever we're in our brokenness, that we turn to Him and ask for that healing. And you see, that's whenever our faith grows stronger, because we trust Him and we put our faith in Him. At that moment, our relationship grows stronger in Him. In Psalms 81, 8 through 16, it says, "Listen to me, O my people, while I give you stern warnings, O Israel, if you would only listen to me. You must never have a foreign god. You must not bow down before false god. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fit it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel did not want me around, so I let them follow their own stubborn desires, living according to their own ideas. Oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would follow me, walking in my path. How quickly I would then subdue their enemies. How soon my hands would be upon their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before Him. They would be doomed forever. But I would feed you with the finest wheat. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock." You see, when we stay focused on Jesus, just like His word says, if you would only listen, it's about spending time with Him in prayer, not just speaking to Him, but listening to Him. And it keeps our eyes focused on Him. We dig into His holy and living word, and He feeds us so that our heart's desire then is to walk the path of righteousness that leads to Him. He tells us He will feed us with the finest wheat, that He will satisfy you with wild honey from the rock. Jesus is who makes life sweet, to trust in Him as we walk with Him in this life. Nothing is sweeter in this life than to have that walk with Jesus. My hope is today that you're having that walk with Him, that you understand the sweetness of the honey of the rock in whom we can build our life upon, because He is that firm foundation. He is the one who makes life sweet, because He is life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Brooke Lingerwood. It's a song called Honey in the Rock.
There's honey in the rock, water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know. Everything I need, you got. There's honey in the rock. Pray,
See, the honey in the rock is the sweetness of drawing closer to our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. The one who doesn't enhance life, but is life. Life is only found in Jesus Christ. And whenever we find that life in Jesus Christ, as we continue to allow our walk to grow deeper and deeper, you see, that's the honey in the rock, because our relationship grows sweeter and sweeter, where we want more of Him and less of us. You see, the reason life is sweeter with Jesus is because He is above all and is all. And it's His love that He showers us with that we desire more of, so we can know more of the heart of God. Psalms 91, 1 through 8 tells us, well, who he really is to us. Psalms 91:8 says, 1 through 8 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. His promise to us is that we will never see the second death. When we have that walk with Jesus Christ, he is everything because he is the one who conquered sin and death so that we could have new life in him, so that we could once again have that walk with the Father. You see, when we speak the name of Jesus, there's many things that goes with his name. It's Jesus you are. And if you put everything behind that, that's what he is to those who are his child. He is everything to us. And you see, he is everything to those who do not know him yet. Because his love stands for all. And it's his love that draws people in so that they can be washed clean and made whole. So you see, when Christ gave his life upon the cross, when he poured out his blood, it was for the forgiveness of all sin. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in him. And it says, all who call upon the name of Jesus Christ and believe on him and put their faith in him will be saved. You see, it's about you reaching out for that forgiveness. It's about you asking Jesus to cleanse you and make you whole, asking him into your life so that you can start that relationship with him. Because his word tells us that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is everything. It leads us in our next song. It's by Mac Powell. It's a song called Jesus You Are.
In my darkness, rock I can stand on. Key to my shackles, fire in my veins. Road to redemption, son of salvation. My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
I know. I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire, hold me tighter, remind me again that I was made for more. Haven't left a stone unturned. Anything I've been facing, oh, I'll keep standing on your word. In the water, take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set. For me to have everything, for all of eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. High God and the Most High God's for me. I'm a child of the Most High God and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am.
That was one by Ben Fuller, a song called Who I Am. When we are in Christ Jesus, that's who we are. We leave our old life behind, and we focus on our new life in Him. And when we do that, we shine like stars, sharing the message and hope of Jesus with the world, pointing those to the path of righteousness. Leads us in our next song. It's by Passion. It's a song called Shine Like Stars.
Jesus is struggle.
In the struggle.
We hit the stressful times in our life, it's about giving it over to Jesus so that he can carry us through that, to give us the peace and the joy that he has already placed within us, because we have that walk with him, that joy that's deep within our soul, so that that joy can shine forth from us then. Because it is Jesus, when he gives us that peace, you see, that stress just kind of goes and feathers out. And there's a reason for that. Because our freedom is only found in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one that can make that possible. That was one by Rent Walker and Tedashi. A song called I'll Joy No Stress. And it leads us into our next song with Seventh Time Down. It's a song called I'm Free.
I've been in my feelings lately, lonely, lost and going crazy, just giving up like I forgot who I was. When did I start blindly chasing empty lies and accusations? They don't own me, they don't narrate my story. Every time that I get here, show me how I can think clear, take the doubt, make it disappear. Tell me what I need to hear. I was bound and broken, but I've been set free. I've got no chains on me, no guilt, no shame on me. I am saved, forgiven. I've been redeemed. I've got no chains on me, no guilt, no shame on me. I'm free. Don't see a new creation, that's just the truth. Help me to see like you do. Every time that I get here, show me how I can think clear. Take the doubt, make it disappear. Tell me what I need to hear. I was bound and broken.
Change.
I see you, child, though you can't see me. And I know your thoughts before you even think. I heard every last prayer you prayed, though I answered all the time. You just didn't hear my reply. And I know it's not easy. Don't you give up on me. Don't you give up on me. Cause the darker the night gets, the brighter the light is. Don't you give up on me. Don't you give up on me. You ain't seen what I promised. Child, we're just getting started. I'll be your way when there's no way out. And I'll be your strength when your strength runs out. And if you walk into the fire, I'll be right there in the flames. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's loving you.
Bit of Brandon Link there for you, a song called Don't You Give Up On Me. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Katie Nicole. It's a song called Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, I
but in Katie Nicole there for you, a song called Jesus, Thank You. You know, it's about living that life of gratitude to Him because of what He has done for us, because of who He is. He is the one true God above all. We worship Him in His holy splendor. We praise Him for His mighty powers. We give Him thanks because of our new life in Him. You know, it's all because of Jesus. He is the one who brings the light to the darkness and extinguishes the darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." It is Jesus who made that possible. John 8:12 says, "Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, 'I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be walking in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life.'" When God came in the flesh through His one and only Son, Christ Jesus, He came so we would, well, so we would not have to walk in darkness anymore. He came so we could walk in the light that leads to life, if you would let the light in. Psalms 56:13 says, "For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light." You see, when we walk in his light, the darkness cannot overpower his light, because it is Jesus who has the victory over sin and death. And when we have that walk with Jesus, we have that victory through him. It's a light that cannot be extinguished, because it is eternal light from the Father. When we let that light in, we don't have to walk in the darkness anymore, because we have the light that leads to life, which is Jesus. It's about having that relationship with him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Joshua Micah. It's a song called "Let the Light In."
I've been living inside this house, the walls I built myself, with all these different thoughts running through my mind. You've been knocking at the door again. It's been a while since I've opened it. And all you really want is this heart of mine. So why am I hesitating? What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in. Why don't we break the silence? Of truth to be the loudest sound. Thought I was safe here in the dark, but now I know I can trust your heart. Lord, all I really want is your presence now. It's time to let the light in, let the light in. Why don't we break the silence, break the silence?
When we let the light in other words, when we have that personal walk with Jesus, we have one who will never stop fighting for us. Deuteronomy 24 says, "For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and he will give you victory." It is Jesus who fights for us all day long, Ephesians 6:12 says this, "For you are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." You see, that's why it's so important to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to be in His Word, spending time with Jesus. You see, when we are focused on Jesus, it's difficult for Satan to trip us up. But you see, in our humanness, we will fall. But you see, Jesus never stops fighting the battle. He never stops fighting for us because we are covered by God's grace, those who are in Christ Jesus. All day long, He fights for us. My hope is today that you have that walk with Jesus, that you understand what it means to have that personal walk with Him today and to feel His love and His mercy and His grace surround you, to know that He's fighting for you all day long until we meet Him face to face. There is only one who will fight for you. His name is Jesus, the one true God who gave it all, who laid His life down upon the cross, who poured out His blood for the forgiveness of sin, who rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in Him. And when we have that new life in Him, He never stops fighting for you. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Riley Clemens. It's a song called "Fighting For Me."
Fighting for me when I can't fight for my
allow Jesus to be your strength in this world. Allow him to carry you through. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. And remember, you can listen to us any time of the week on demand. All you got to do is go to WPXE1041FM.com. Click on the Living Thunder programs, and you can listen to the programs there. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.